Yeah,
Oh, okay. You paused, and I was like, somebody else die?
no
Oh,
one else
no.
died. But that was
Oh.
one where I'm just like,
Whew.
oh, I feel like Jeremy and I should talk about this one on the show, even if it's short, because I believe we've already talked at some juncture somewhere within these archives about not really liking Kiss.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like them, but they have two good songs for me. One is their disco song,
Oh.
You Were Made for Loving Me. That song rules. It's actually a very good song. And the other one is was it Heaven's on Fire? Which is just
No.
all sexual innuendo, which is like all their songs are, I guess. But
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
he had nothing to do with, I don't think he had anything to do with that one. I mean, the Kiss hasn't been the original band forever, but they've had like other members of the band that have actually been there long. It's the craziest thing. But no,
Oh.
like I've said, like I know I remember Ace Frehley came out with Frehley's Comet, like his solo thing, and then I think he was,
Oh.
but
Yeah, because I've
yeah.
probably told the story, but not terrible to go over again for those that it may not have heard the first time. I had a friend who was just obsessed with Kiss. He had all of the Kiss merch that you could get. So I follow, like it was one of those things where I didn't start to dislike Kiss until later. It's like sometimes now I just go, it's wild to me that some of the metal acts that we followed, especially Pantera, they were such big Kiss fans. And like I listen to Kiss now and I'm like, this is like soft rock at best. Like it's the weird, like I'm like, how did people that like, because it was more of a metal thing, and I'm like, was it just the face paint? Because I feel like they were in that demonic label too. It was always the infamous
Oh yeah.
Gene Simmons tongue.
Tongue,
It's
the
just like
blood.
there was
Yeah.
nothing about the music itself that screamed like rebel, even in that time period. Like it's kind of weird, honestly, that they got backlash for what they were,
Yeah,
honestly.
I mean, when I was a kid, remember I went to that, I told you, I went to that Baptist, I didn't know at the time, but that Baptist music, Imposium, Symporium, whatever. And I walked in, and the very first thing out of the guy's mouth was Burn in Hell, Elvis Presley. And I know I've talked about this before, but Kiss was definitely in there. Because of like,
Yeah.
Gene Simmons was the demon and blah
Oh, yes.
blah blah, they're all satanic, and I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, like Satanism, what, like okay, sure. And then like their lyrics are all, they talk about sex, and I'm like, I'm eight, or how old would I have been? This is 1986, so I've been 12, maybe 11. Regardless, huh? Like, I just, yeah. And then like they were obviously on there, but like Ace Frehley, I don't know anything else. He used to be in Kiss. There was Frehley's
Oh.
Comet, and I know like all those bands love Kiss. I don't get it at all. And you're, I mean,
Yeah, that's it. The more it, like I said, like because I think I had Lick It Up back in the
Oh,
day,
one of
like
the worst songs ever made. That's disgusting.
yeah, like that's one where I'm like, I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, that is literally all they're saying the whole
Yes.
song, and it's
I,
just
yeah.
there's no change in the music at all. There's not like a guitar solo in it. I'm
Nope.
like, this song is terrible.
And then, have you seen the video? It's even worse. It's even
Oh,
worse.
I do not remember watching that anytime
Yeah,
recently.
that is the only time at a restaurant I've actually asked them if they would change, if they would like change the song or change the music. That song was playing, and I was like, I just had it. And I remember Eric looking at me, other Eric, Eric looks at me, he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I can't take this, dude. I can't take this on." And our friend Dean's just like, "Are you really asking him to change the music?" I'm like, "Yes." Hit fast forward, skip to the next song. I don't care. I can't. And the waitress, she's like, "Well, I'll see what I can do." And I was like, "Okay, thanks." And I don't think she did, but then we were there again and it was on again. And this is Carolina Ale House in downtown Greenville. And I just looked at it, I was like, I'm fucking leaving. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this again. So, and then it became their fun to just constantly find video clips and send them
Oh yeah, I
to me.
mean that's what friends are for, I feel like. To just
Yeah, it really is.
harass
That's
and
what,
torment you at all
yes,
times.
it really is. So, well, Dean's Jewish, so, easiest fodder right back was the most vile stuff you can say to him. So it's a shame you're still here, pal. It's a shame you're here. Never mind. It's between friends. It's okay. So, anyways, but yeah, no, that sucks though, dude. Because I mean, I guess he just fell, and he had a brain bleed. And it's like, God, that's all it took. Getting old, just. That's why I'm working out so stringently now. I'll be jacked or whatever until I can't lift weights anymore. I'm not gonna fall and break something, which is gonna happen anyways, but
Oh yeah, it's hard to avoid that. That is for sure.
yeah. So, he's gone, and I'm
Yep.
sure. Oh, wait, did Gene Simmons put a
Yeah.
comment out yet?
Oh,
You
no.
know it's
Have
gonna be. Let's see, statement. Age.
yeah. It
Let's
is
see.
kind of surprising if Gene Simmons hasn't already been on the PR machine.
Yeah, oh, they're both him and Paul Stanley are both devastated.
Oh, no, yeah.
He is always because of blah, blah.
Yeah.
No,
So.
he didn't say anything, Bean. All right, well, it's Gene Simmons. Is it really that far out of the realm to think he's going to be a total turd about this? You know? And,
Yeah, there's
you know?
always a possibility. Always a possibility.
Yeah. So it's like those videos of like, dachshund looking around the corner. The chances of a dachshund murdering you in your sleep are slim. And then they show like an angry dachshund, but they're ne it's never 100%. So, that's exactly what it is. Oh, that was a really nice thing you said, Gene. Just wait. Just wait. And like the other thing, since we're bashing Kiss, which is always one of my favorite things to do, besides the music didn't make any sense with the look. It makes no sense whatsoever. Like you're singing about your love gun, you're singing about your dick, basically. And you're dressed like these goofy space aliens or whatever you're supposed to be. Like, I don't get
Yeah.
it. It'd be like Gwar singing pop songs. Like, huh? This doesn't make any sense. Or Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost is a band I don't understand. But
Uh-oh.
it
I enjoy the
sounds like.
music. I'm not part of the cult, though. That is for sure on that one.
I just don't understand it. Like, I listen to it and then I see them and I go, I don't know what's going on
Oh.
here.
Yeah, because it does that does kind of lean kind of on the poppy side.
Yeah, and I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because they do a lot of organ in their songs or not.
I just wasn't expecting the guy to actually sing. I mean, he's dressed as like a not a demon deacon, but you know what I mean? Like he looks like a satanic.
Skeleton deacon
Yeah, and I constantly
situation.
changing masks and that, which got it's gotten a little softer, but the music stayed the same. It's like I just like I don't know. Like all of a sudden wham, not wham, that's a little too much, but people love him. So,
Oh, yeah.
that's not the point. I just don't get it. So
Yep. Yeah, because I think they're playing. They just got announced for Nationwide Arena, I think, or maybe the
yes.
Shot, one of the two.
Yeah, they're
I
playing
can't remember.
arenas. Excuse me.
They are quite popular. So,
Yeah.
We
No,
could
they
start
can.
with, well, actually, neither company that we usually cover plays arenas, so.
Though, well, NXT does around WrestleMania. That's about it. So, there's that.
Yep.
But not anymore. I mean, and when they do, they're usually only half sold, which is fine because they know it. But I've always thought
Oh.
that was always like, because they came here and they had the whole upper deck was tarped off, but the whole lower section was sold out. So
Oh.
they can still have, they can still, can you technically claim that that's a sellout if there's still capacity left, or is it because all the seats that you had available are gone?
I think that you can claim that you sold out if you intentionally tarped off seats.
So, yeah, just in that respect. But yeah, we'll start with NXT because that was the worst of the two shows again. Neither show was good this week, I don't think. So,
No, there was something about AEW that we can, it's fine if we cover it later. But I definitely have some thoughts on
yeah.
that. But yeah, NXT, oh man, it was a terrible, and I mean a terrible night for Zarya, just as a general whole. There was so much stuff that was wrong on so many levels for her. Sol Ruka cost her a match
Yes.
because she can't stop yelling at the referee for some unknown. Like, she got the chair. Like, she did her job. Like, just jump off the apron and. Maybe Zarya still doesn't win the match, but you definitely give her a chance, and she doesn't get jabbed with the hairpin or whatever Blake Monroe used.
Yeah, that was a
Hair
weird
kick.
ending. She just jabbed in the neck with the hairpin. And that's
Yeah.
what did it, right? There was no follow-up.
Yeah, I think she executed the final, whatever her finisher is. I
Okay,
can't remember what they're calling
I
that these
can't.
days.
It was just one of those eye-rolling things. Like a match. I don't know.
I was scrolling down the wrong review, like kind of hard to find the finish when you're looking at AEW.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, the one thing for Zarya I thought was win was she finally like got her own entrance again. She like the whole aura from when she first started was there, and then it
Oh.
was just kind of like her and Blake were fine, and it's just like the end, like go away, like because what was it? Blake had a chair. Is that why Saul got involved? Or and
Yes.
it's
Yeah.
like well. Okay, if she's going to use it, she's going to get disqualified. So, I mean,
Why do you even really need to grab it?
yeah, I mean, I know you don't want her to use it, but you were also told to stay in back. And that's why I said they're going to try and pin a heel turn on Zarya. And that crowd's not going to bite, not going to buy it, which that crowd does whatever they want anyways. So, I can't stand that NXT crowd. I'm tired of seeing the same people doing the same doofus things every week. Like, just whatever fun chant they can entertain themselves with. Like, you aren't the show. But.
Yeah, until they're permanently on the road, there is not a good solution to that problem.
Well, they're never going to be permanently on the road. They should. But, you got to do something. You got to get away from there. But because they're the ones that
Well,
are going to mess up storylines by not playing along.
right.
Mean, look at Ethan. All right, I don't mean to jump ahead. We'll go back. Ethan Page and Wagner Jr. They don't care. Like they're still like Ethan Page is okay with us, and it's like, well, this is not helping
Oh.
things. But yeah, but Zarya and Saul is such a weird angle. Because do you remember when Saul first started that she said her mom and dad always gave her what she wanted or let her do whatever she wanted? And we were
Oh.
both like, that's what a heel says. Like, wait, you were given everything? Okay. So that's a silver spoon, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's talking about, you know, getting
Yeah,
all the
but I mean
gold and
that
this and
I guess
this.
that's so far in the past. Like I don't really think about it.
Yeah.
Just because she hasn't really acted that way at all. She hasn't given off Tiffany Stratton kind of
Yeah.
vibes or
Yes. Yeah.
even done promos or vignettes like
Yeah.
Tiffany did. So I mean.
Yeah. But we aren't done with Zarya yet.
Oh, no.
Because, oh boy. Okay, so as soon as Saul said you can have my spot in the battle royal, whatever, I was like,
Yeah.
all right, what's gonna happen here? I was not expecting this buffoon to climb down inside the ring and go outside. Wouldn't that have been easier anyways? Like, I could not. I when she was on the top rope and you know that happened outside with Saul Rook, I was like, uh-oh. They're gonna make her look stupid. They're gonna make her look stupid.
Yeah.
Sure enough, she was made to look stupid.
Yeah, I mean, she just jumped off the apron. Like you said, there are a number of ways to check on your friend and not get kicked out of the match.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's like she takes her time, like climbing off the top rope to get onto the apron,
Oh,
and
yeah.
then goes, oh, and jumps. Like, you had all the time in the world to think about what you're about to do. But on top of that, and this is everybody does this, every league, when it comes to these dumbass angles, you're in wrestling. If someone attacks you outside the ring, it is no different than you wrestling a match. If you're fighting with someone outside the ring and they get the better of you, or they attack you from behind, we've kind of been trained to go, well, yeah, that's what happens in a wrestling ring. But these wrestlers go, oh my God, what's going on? They can't defend themselves. Like, it's just so dumb.
Yeah, well, and
Oh.
that's the other thing. Like, it, I'm like, your friend getting beat up has no bearing on this match whatsoever, either.
Yeah.
Like, she gave up your spot for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, did not like that was more than a brain fart because, like you said, she had the time to figure it out. If it would have been a bang bang thing, there might be a little more leeway, but it took so long, you're just going, oh my gosh, like what an
Even
idiot.
a distraction to where she gets pushed over, you know, or a mistake to where she does climb off the top rope outside and it goes, oh crap, I got to get in to go back out. And as she's getting in, someone pushes her out.
Oh, yeah.
Cover up anything else to make her look like a fool. Now, maybe we're bad friends, but you know, if we're in like the wrestling business together, I'll be like, well, he's gone through about 100 matches already. He'll be fine. It's like, you know, like it's just.
That is the other thing. And that this is less of a Zarya problem and more of a wrestling problem. It's just
Yeah.
like it was a one-on-one situation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No.
it wasn't multiple. Was it multiple people kicking her ass?
No,
Because
it's just
all
Blake
fatal
Monroe, wasn't it?
influence. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's Blake. I believe. Yeah, I think so. Well, regardless, again,
I
if
need to pull that up,
all right,
but uh.
if she's getting like triple teamed, then sure, I get it. But you know, other than that, and especially with like it is a wrestling problem because with the way that they portray everything now that nobody really gets hurt for a long amount of time unless they're actually hurt or like really selling something. You know?
Yeah, which is few and far between for the most
Right.
part.
Yeah. So it's like this whole saving my friend stuff is just dumb. Like in a case like this. In other cases, no, sure. The faces should be out there to help each other if there's a big, that's part of it. But in this case, no, she just looked dumb and.
Yeah. And there isn't a whole lot you can do as a bystander cheering you on in a battle royal match.
That's the other thing.
Honestly, too.
They always come
Like.
down and they always come down going, "Hey, like what the, get out of here. Get out of here." It almost feels mocking. Like, "Oh, look at the big girl doing her own thing again." Like, okay. Yeah, I hated all of this. And I don't even know what they've got with Zarya by this point. I'm not saying she's bad. I'm saying I just don't know what they got with her.
Oh yeah, 'cause she's developed something of a character with Soul, but she's still not, a main enough character to really know too much about.
Yeah. Now, are they supposed to be like hinting that they're romantically linked, or is this just something that guys do when they see girls acting really friendly with each other? Because, guys don't act that way, but chicks do. So,
It occasionally gives off that vibe, but they haven't really gone there though. So I don't know. Like they, the ambiguously gay duo popped into my head from Saturday Night Live from all those years ago.
That shit is still, it's still
And
just, you forget how raunchy those were. And it's fantastic.
yeah, I guess they're kind of the opposite in some ways. Like they're the ambiguously straight duo or something like that. Like
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's been anything overt about any sexual chemistry, and maybe it does kind of feel like it's come off that way from time to time, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also love the very subtle Maybelline commercials during the promos now. Oh, this Maybelline red is fantastic. If you ever tried it, like, oh, God.
Yes, there's at least one segment every week now on NXT with the Maybelline being heavily featured.
Yeah.
I have kind of chuckled about that.
Didn't was it Jerry Lawler who he had his heart attack, but then they had him like eating, what was it, Popeyes or Wendy's afterwards, and everyone's like, what are we doing here? But at least that, like, trying to subtly work it in is the dumbest thing because everyone sees right through it. So you might as well just go, hey, you want to go to the Maybelline store? I need some lipstick. Hey, I just happen to have Maybelline here, and but like walk in a whole room full of Maybelline, like almost like a New Day promo,
Oh, yeah, I mean, you could definitely get away with that on NXT should
Yeah.
you want to go that route.
Yeah, so but I this is just like kind of the that was the worst. That was the worst part of it all. But the rest to me was just like that Battle Royal wasn't good. They were all repeating spots. They were all like overly dramatic doing stuff, missing spots. And it's like, there's a certain reason WWE got rid of certain people. And it's very clear why they were gotten rid of, or they haven't been back, So I won't name names. You know who they are. You can tell. So. Yeah. I also like how they won't just say Victoria Jackson. Oh no,
Oh.
it used to be. Oh my God, what the hell was her name? I just Fox,
Oh.
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox,
Yeah,
yeah.
or Xia Li is now this, or the Iconics. Are now
I,
the inspiration, like
they have said a couple of them, because I do think they mentioned the Xia Li at some point.
they've mentioned that they're familiar faces.
And but I do like I want to say that Vic said something about being foxy or something like that when
Yeah, it's like
yeah, like they always it's one of those ones where they're like, oh, we're gonna do it. I don't know why, but it's always like we're gonna do a deep cut on this. We're gonna make sure that you are paying attention.
yeah. And it's like, well, okay. But also, Victoria Crawford, Alicia Fox has been gone for a long time. So it's not like someone's gonna be like, oh, it's her. Like, okay. And the Iconics look a lot different. I mean, Billy Kay's got blonde hair now, for God's sake. So,
Oh,
you know.
yeah, that does throw me off, even personally. Like, I kind of forget that that's happening.
Yeah. And then who was a Jakara Jackson, who actually changed her look for the better, to be honest. She's a younger, like blacker Lita looking like attire.
Oh.
And I think it kind of works. I'm not gonna talk about her talent. She didn't really do a whole lot. But they even
Oh.
mentioned like her and Lash, oh, old friends meeting again. And I liked how Lash was gonna throw her out. It was like, no, I can't do it. Like, oh, character development. And then it ended up costing her anyways. But yeah, the rest of it was just junk. There's
I
no
guess I
place
was
for it.
somewhat happy for Tatum Paxley to
I
pick
didn't
up the
mind the
dub
ending at
here
all. That was fine.
within that match.
Yeah, and it's like, well, JCJ must be okay to wrestle. So
I did wonder, just because Lyra has been showing up, I'm like, are they gonna do kind of a crazy person faction and call Tatum up? And that's why they're writing her out of the culling right now. I
yeah.
don't know if that's the plan, but I'm like, you can get from A to B if you want to now.
I don't, yeah. I don't, Dave. Okay. I don't have a problem with Tatum Paxley winning this battle royal. But other than her liking dolls, and she had that fun, the fun angle that I thought got cut off way too quick, where she was just obsessed with the title, no matter who had
Oh.
it. That was fun. And they just dropped it out of the blue. I don't know if she got hurt or what happened, but nothing.
Uh-oh.
And she was just a crazy person with no friends because they both got cut. And then she's do her dolls, then she's in the culling. I'm like, are we ever gonna get an actual feel for her? Like, and now she's the number one contender. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it is kind of wild that that her big breakout is this, honestly. Like, because I
Yeah.
mean, and you know that she's gonna lose, so
Yeah, the Cullen's gonna do something. So, although I'm having a hard time with names today.
Izzy Dame.
Thank you. She's getting pretty good talking, because some of that seems a little too natural to me. You know, like Bron Breakker's gotta be like, damn.
I feel like she's definitely starting to round into form. That's one where as you know, again, like you definitely got to look at NXT like an indie more times than not. Yeah, obviously there are people like Blake Monroe and Jordynne Grace who you know, you don't really need to worry about, I suppose. Like maybe you just want them to be familiar faces for when they move up to the main roster, or at least more familiar faces before they move up to the main roster.
Yeah.
But
Well, you mentioned one.
the Izzy Dames of the world though need a little
Yeah.
development time, and it seems to be working for her.
But you mentioned one person, and it really hit me this week is what a non-factor Jordynne Grace has become.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they brought her in, and she was the this and this and this, and she kept losing to the point where now it's like, the crowd doesn't really react too much to her anymore. It's not like it used to be. So
Yeah, she's got an uphill battle on her hands. That
yeah.
is for sure.
And I was just
'Cause
like,
yeah, she's been done no favors, but also Yeah, there's still something about the presentation. I don't think it's bad. I also don't know if there's anything like extra special there that stands out either. You know, like when it comes to character stuff, like there are so many people, even some of the new people who you're just like, I get it. Like, well, and even, I mean, we kind of even talked about it with Izzy Dames, kind of is getting there. I'm trying to think, I guess, who was a good emoter to start with on the women's side. But I mean, I guess you could even look at both Julia and Stephanie Vaquer for that. But they also had a lot of training before even getting to the
Well, I guess that's the thing with
WWE.
Jordynne Grace is she's had plenty of training too. And it's like,
Yeah.
she's here. Why is she still there? It seemed like losing to, was it Blake Monroe the first time seemed like that was, or was she also Blake Monroe, but then didn't she lose a championship match too? Was it before or after that?
I think it was before that.
Oh yeah. 'Cause Blake Monroe made it cost her the title.
Yeah.
So yeah. So there,
Oh.
it just seemed like, you have the blow-off match with Blake. She beats you. You either disappear like Tony D'Angelo did and show up later on Raw or SmackDown. Like, I'm sorry, I was making it seem like there was another choice. There wasn't. Like, it
Oh.
was, that just seemed final. And if she gets the big win, you know, in the cage match, whatever, but it's been nothing ever since. And it's a very weird thing.
Yeah, it really seemed anticlimactic for her to win that the second matchup. Like it felt like the damage was already done for Grace, and yeah, the win did not help her out.
No, it really didn't. And I know like some people aren't high on Jordynne Grace for whatever reason. There's not. People just don't like her because of her personality outside the ring or how she handles herself on Twitter. Okay. Well,
Oh.
I don't pay attention to her. It's literally that easy. Just don't pay attention. And maybe that
Yeah.
has an effect, but it's like when she came in with such fanfare from being in TNA as the TNA champion to now just she was in a battle royal and lost again.
Yeah, she had
You
a
know?
back. I feel like she had a backstage segment too. Was it? Oh, it was with Kalani Jordan. But wasn't it one of those anonymous ones where they didn't have any sound, I think?
Which sometimes
You
is a
know.
bad thing, but
No, I kind of enjoy the voyeur view that they do from time to time, and I want to say that that's what happened with that situation.
yeah, no, it's a strange thing. Like Blake Monroe, I think, is another one that's kind of losing steam, but it doesn't help because JC Jane's the champion. You know, she's
Oh.
got no one to go after.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Yeah,
and
and 'cause what else? What's oh, Soul is too busy with all of the other stuff. Like it was one of those things that was actually a little bit of a truism that Zarya talked about her being too greedy for all the belts. And I think that it's just hurt her in general because they're trying to keep her involved in so many storylines.
yeah, and
And
that.
she doesn't really defend the North American Championship. That's the only thing that Blake Monroe could really go after, but they don't seem to be going that route at all.
Yeah, and when can we get rid of the speed title? Who cares? Like,
Or
no one.
put it on someone else. Like, 'cause it does seem like the
Yeah.
speed title matters more. At least the way the NXT writing has been, it matters more than the North American Championship right now.
Yeah, and I there's a lot of problems with NXT anyways. It started with this whole TNA thing. It's really for the men. Yeah, Cardona and Josh Briggs, which that seems over at least because Briggs won. There wasn't a lot of other TNA crossover this week, right? With the men, the Hardys.
Oh, yeah, the Hardys in Dark State.
Yeah, which.
Yeah, and honestly, even the Briggs and the Cardona stuff, I'm like, he's not coming back. There is no way they're re-signing Matt Cardona.
No. Well, I think he's got some working deal or under a TNA contract though. So I don't
Yeah,
think
they
so.
do keep on saying TNA's Matt Cardona, so.
But he's had those short deals before with them too. But the one
Oh.
person, all right, wait, I'm sorry, we'll finish. But yeah, I was like, okay, that's over. Then you have the
But
Hardys,
yeah,
cool.
that does seem like that's over. Yeah.
And good. Can we please get back to being NXT? Oh no, Javon and Leon. Never
Leon
mind.
Slater.
Never mind this whole conversation, stupid, because there's three things now. But one seemingly ends. But no, it's the Hardys should not be going against Dark State. The Hardys should be going against Hake and Tank. It's like they forgot their own booking. They're the ones that gave them like the final advice to put them over the hump to win the tag team titles. And
Oh.
now the Hardys have them, and the Hardys losing the titles won't be so bad if it's, the good guys. Like, oh, the youngins got us. Our mentorship paid off. But they're going to try and put heat on Dark State to win them back. Well, that's like putting gas on like the dirt. There's no fire here. It doesn't do anything. And then after a while, it doesn't light on fire. So, yeah,
Yeah, dark state. They're another one that the writing has not helped them out at all. I
Well,
don't
the
know what's
writing and their own
I don't know
talent.
what's yeah, I was gonna say I don't know what's really there.
Yeah.
The booking can definitely hinder you sometimes.
Did I go
And just
off? Oh, go ahead.
Being made look to like dweebs more times than
Yeah.
not, even though you're supposed to be the outsiders who are like rocking or wrecking the system. Like you're not wrecking, they're not wrecking anything, and it's just, woof.
Yeah. Like Dark State interrupting at Bound for Glory was idiotic. They needed a way out of it. And they're like, oh my God, it's a nuclear heat. No, it's not. It's bad. And, it's the thing is, did I rant about the names of the Dark State members?
Probably.
Like, one guy's Saquon Sugars, cool name, like it. Osiris Griffin, not bad, pretty good. Dion Lennox.
Yes.
Eh, whatever. It's fine. It's
Yeah,
pretty bland.
it's not terrible, but it's also not very catchy.
Yeah. And who's the other guy?
Is it Cutler
I know
James?
his name. I know his name. I just want to hear you say it.
I
And
was thinking
I'll
it was
tell you how you're supposed to say it.
Cutler James,
Yeah.
but
Oh, it's Cutler James. Hey everyone. I'm here with Saquon Sugars and the Dion Lennox, and I'm Cutler James. But get him out of here. It's you see the other guys. The other guys have a look, and then there's this guy. And the like every comedian's
We've
thing is
definitely
like,
talked about that part.
yeah, but it's like, every comedian's thing, every black comedian's thing is like, you see that white guy hanging out with all the brothers? He's done something to make sure he's done something during that. That is not this case at all. This guy's just here. Hey guys.
Yeah, he definitely does not feel like part of the group.
No, it just seems like he was just thrown in. Like, we got to do something with you.
Yeah, and they still haven't really in any way capitalized on having four people. Like I feel like you have opportunities there to go after two different singles championships, but it's just literally been the Freebird role, but with four people. And who boy, you know, like don't really like that personally, you know, like that does not give you a whole lot to work with there, you know, like it doesn't give you much development path at all, you know, like because even it feels like they want to have Dion Lennox is the leader, but again, because he's stuck in a tag team most of the time, it's just like, how are you the leader? Like, shouldn't you at least be going after the North American Championship? You know, again, like
I
just
know.
from a again from a leader perspective, like they're always supposed to be going after the belt above, or at least be in the weight class above. And we definitely know that he is not. And it's just, yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, like I said, just really do not love it.
No, and they're gonna beat the Hardys, and then because I part of me just wants this TNA thing to end. Actually, I want this TNA thing to end, and because like, all right, look at the people who have just been left behind in all this, and I'm not saying that they were gonna be huge stars or whatever else, but you know, like who popped up? Chase, you popped up. Okay. Where the hell is the old female? I'm having a hard time with names. Thea Hale. Where the hell is Thea Hale? Why
Oh,
wasn't she
yes.
in the Battle Royal? Is she hurt again? I mean, I don't know, but
I'm not completely sure. I've seen posts from her, so I know that she's still employed there. But I don't know what she's doing from a wrestling
Talk
perspective.
about dropping the ball. I mean, she came back for that little spell, and people were like, "Oh, Thea Hale's back!" And it's like they used to go rabid for her. It's like
Oh.
this TNA partnership's just diluted the NXT people. It's helped TNA out. I mean, their crowds are big, but it's not helping at NXT. It's not helping. Like, how many wrestlers do they say they have or talent? Like, hundreds of wrestlers under contract at the developmental center,
Oh, I don't
and here.
know. I
And
did
here you
not know
got a
that
whole
number.
other, yeah, there's a lot that we've never seen. And here we have a bunch of people who just come from another company. And so all those athletes that you've hired, none of them are TV ready. Like it's just crazy. So yeah, but I don't know. I'm tired of this. Like Lexus King, I'm not saying he was like gonna be a star, but he's taking a back seat. Where is Stax? He's gone.
Well, he did pop up, 'cause what did him and what's her name? They were in a segment together.
Oh,
Ariana Grace.
yeah, they put those two together since they're together in real life, I guess. So.
Yep. Yeah, but they put them together and they haven't gone anywhere. You know, like it is really wild that the family died and absolutely no one has benefited from it.
Yeah, no one. Yeah, Tony D's just
Just off
somewhere.
TV.
Yeah,
Yep.
that's.
Yeah, we keep on predicting he might go up to the main roster, but we continually sit here week in and week out where he's not back on NXT and he's not also on the main roster. So.
Yeah, it is crazy to me that this is how it works. I'm gonna have to move my chair, I think. But it is really crazy how these people got lost. I mean, who came out the mud came back, whoop-de-doo,
Oh,
but where have they been? You
yeah,
know?
that was definitely one where it was just like, oh, it's nice to see these guys back. But who knows either? You know, like that they didn't really get pushed the last time. It's like they're two giant guys, but if you don't do anything with them, it doesn't do you any good.
Like they used to be in a partnership with Jada Parker. They didn't even acknowledge that. Jada Park. Oh, by the way, going back to that Battle Royal, Jada Parker got tossed out of that Battle Royal. Like she didn't matter at all. Like she hasn't been on TV for every week for forever. That was crazy to me. How she just got eliminated like nothing.
I did think that it seemed too early. At least it was done by Lash Legend, is the only thing I will say on that front.
Yeah, I guess.
But
But
I
it's
don't,
just like.
that's almost one of those feuds that it's one of the few NXT on NXT feuds, but I'm already kind of tired of it.
Yeah, but that's
But,
like, I understand exactly what you mean, but it goes against like the whole thing about like I'm tired of the TNA people,
yeah,
but we're already
that's
tired
why
of a
I
feud.
specifically called it out.
So yeah, it's like okay.
Yeah, the waters have definitely been muddied for NXT in this whole crossover.
Yeah, and I just and like. We finally have a main roster. I'm not main roster. We have a feud for the title with Ricky Saints and the guy that used to be the TNA champion.
No.
Like,
Yeah.
okay, sure, but that was a weird one. They needed to do it because this definitely feels like Trick is leaving. Ricky Saints beats him, which he
Oh.
should. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely one where I'm out of reasons to keep Trick on NXT. You know, they've done just about everything they could with him
Yeah.
on that brand. So it's just like, okay, like it's time for him to move along.
Yeah.
And
There's
yeah,
nothing more.
I agree with you. Like this definitely seems like a setup for just that.
Yeah. And that's fine. It's that time of year. So, but I don't know whatever else happened on the show, I don't care. Like it really
We
is.
covered a lot of it without
Oh.
like doing a t top to bottom. Because oh yeah, because that was the triple threat match did have Hank and Tank in it there,
Yeah.
but we already talked about them.
And Sean
Yeah.
Spears trying to direct traffic. Nico Case? No.
Yeah.
Nico, that guy.
Vance.
Nico, I'm not gonna worry about it because he ain't gonna make it. I'm sorry. It's just you can see the guys. Like, I don't understand how they don't. But like Ridge Holland, did you ever expect him to make it?
That was one this week that received a little bit of coverage, and I'm not sure that Chris and I talked about. But yeah, he was one guy where it's just like he kept on taking steps backwards. I did think that his run in NXT was better.
Yeah, but
It's still, he almost has the same problem. I know that he's not like Johnny Gargano size or anything like that. He's still not tall enough to be and we've talked about it multiple times. There are still some extremely large human beings on the main roster.
yeah,
And
and
R Ridge Holland is a tough guy trying to be a tough guy against people that are bigger than him. And you can get away with it sometimes. He just did not have enough of an aura to get away with it.
no, he never did. It was just that they get enamored. Like Triple H even does it. Michaels does it. Or if they have a dot or a, you know, marching orders, hey, get this guy over. But it's like you could see it with Ridge Holland for sure. I'm trying to think who else they pushed out there. And there's a laundry list, but I'm just, like I said, I'm bad with names today. And it's like, no, not gonna work, not gonna work. And you can just see it.
Oh,
You
are
can
you
see it.
thinking Eddie Thorpe? Is
Oh,
Eddie
Eddie
Thorpe
Thorpe
on
for sure. Absolutely. I forgot he
on
existed. So there's
this
that. Duke Hudson, I would have
list?
said, was on that list, but then when they put them with Chase U, I was like, no, this is exactly what this guy's supposed to be.
Oh.
And nope. They were like, nah, you're out of here. I mean, Von Wagner.
Oh, yes.
No. You
Excellent.
can just tell. And I don't understand how all these professionals who were in the business are sitting there trying to convince us, the fans. No, this guy rules. No, he doesn't. No. Like, I'm no offense, but this new Chase Yu. No. It's only Andre Chase because he's got personality. He's trying to hide a southern accent, and he's got the gimmick of being a hothead. The other two guys are just two skinny indie dudes. That ain't gonna cut it. So, like, even Miles Bourne. I don't see it either. I could be wrong on this one, but no.
Yeah, he might be one that I'm putting in the there's probably going to be a cap at some point. I think he's doing okay within the NXT universe. As we've talked about, I feel like almost ad nauseum at this point over the last couple of years that the men's division has been terrible.
Yeah, and it's not going anywhere. Like, the guys who were going somewhere, one's just disappeared. Well, two now, Obafemi just disappeared.
Oh.
I guess they wanted to clear the plate for Ricky Saints and Trick. All right, cool. But then I'm guessing Trick's gone. And who the hell does Ricky Saints have to fight? No one. I'm honestly looking at this as, who is there for Ricky Saints to be the champion to take on? I don't see anyone. So it's perplexing to me again how they can have hundreds of athletes or whatever at the performance center and we're not getting anything. It's like, where the hell's Otis? Have Otis go there. I don't know. You know? Hell.
It does feel like that's the one thing that hasn't really happened very much. The main, especially during this TNA part, is that the main roster coming down hasn't really happened outside of Lyra coming down to congratulate Tatum from time to time.
Yeah.
I
They got
feel
away
like the
from it.
main roster touch has not been there. And that always seemed more seamless than whatever they're doing with TNA.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's somebody on the NXT roster that's ready to make that jump. But
Yeah, Ricky Saints is in trouble. After he's done with Trick Williams, you can run back Obafemi if you feel like doing that. Other than that, though, like that's the list.
I mean, if
Uh,
they actually
unless
have.
Ethan Page loses the North American
Yeah,
Championship.
that's exactly what I was going to say, which is a bad idea. Now, they have Joe Hendry listed on the NXT roster. That's pretty crazy.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess that was part of the reason why he was on the referee for that men's match. So I
But
did feel like that was kind of an official thing,
I'm just
though.
looking at this. Like, I guess Josh Briggs, they're going to try to roll that out, but he's got to make a major ch oh, was it Jasper Troy? Is that the, that's that one dude, right?
Oh yeah, that's the big guy that
Yeah.
wears the chain.
And then there you go. Like, I don't know. I guess Inamura
Yeah.
went back. He hasn't been around since Josh Briggs beat him. So, well, yeah, it just there's it's not pretty. And I don't know. Oh, they still have Dante Chen on here.
Well, I mean, I do feel like you found a couple more challengers for Ricky Saints. I do feel like a bunch of them are repeats because I do think that he had a match with Jasper Troy already. There's before, you
Yes.
know,
Yeah.
there's been enough time in between that you could do it. So I guess Saints does have a little more room, but it all seems like there's no one on that list that screams to me the next champion.
No. And they don't have any shows outside the performance center for a while, I don't think. So that maybe they'll be able to get away with it. But with WrestleMania coming up, Royal Rumble coming up, if they have an NXT event surrounding it, they better get their ass in gear. So, but I guess we should talk about AEW speak because that's the perfect segue, by the way, of get your ass in gear. Oof.
This was the thought that hit me. And I feel like we've been here before, which is why I want to ask you. Is it just me, or do they do a worse job or they do a better job, AEW does, the week before the pay-per-view than they do the week of the pay-per-view to
Yes.
advertise it?
Yes. This week sucked bad. Outside of maybe Darby and Jon Moxley, but that got so overwrought and over the top that I don't know if I want to see this, but you're right. It's usually the week
Yeah.
before, not the
It's
week
so,
of.
because, yeah, like, I'm like, hold on. I feel like I've gone through this song and dance already. And it's, yeah, because, like you said, and it was kind of wild on top of it. Because I had pulled up the Wrestle Dream card, and after I watched all 3 hours of that show, I was just like, they in some way advertised every match. But it was also, for the most part, so convoluted that you didn't realize it. Other than, like you said, the Moxley Darby Allin stuff was really good. At least the backstage stuff. I could have done without the extra beat down.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's start with that. I actually really like that idea of having like the conjugal visit sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, I love that setting.
And it was like, cool. No one, you can't enter, you can't get at each other. Nothing's going to happen, right? Of course, something. I was like, you guys can't leave well enough alone. And I know that the whole point of it was to show like Darby's never going to quit, right? But it carried on from Dynamite all the way over to Collision. Like it was all over. And by the end, it's like, I guess I'm supposed to go, oh my God, what are they gonna do? I need to order this. But most of me was just going, oh, God, what are they gonna do? Like, how are they getting out of this?
Well, and this is one where is those two have done so much to each other already. I just sit there and I go, what do you really do? You know, like what
Yeah.
tops anything that they've done already?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, they've been playing with fire, so maybe they're gonna finally use the blowtorch, or maybe he'll threaten to catch Renee on fire. You know, like something.
That would be pretty wild if
Yeah,
that happened.
but I mean, it really, it kind of lends itself to that. Like that's how far Darby's willing to go, you know.
Oh.
But even then, that doesn't. Okay, those always feel like cop outs, like threatening somebody else. It's like you just got to be beaten down, and especially in this, you can't have a cop out ending, you know.
Oh.
Unless they use that to get Moxley to realize, hey, you got to stop being how you are. You know, I don't know,
Oh.
but you know, it's like a
Oof.
kind of a redemption thing. Maybe.
Yeah, you could play it that way if you want to. I don't feel like they're going that route. That was the one thing that was just a head scratcher when Darby Allin did say, "Hey, I know what the Death Riders are all about." I'm like, really? Could you enlighten
Okay.
the viewing audience as a whole,
All
please?
right. All
Because
right.
none
Yeah.
of us fucking understand
I
Darby.
just the idea that he said, you know, there's a day that goes by that I don't think about joining the Death Riders. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? What was just said? And at least he backed out and he's like, I understand what you're doing. You're trying to make AEW tough or whatever it was. And I'm like, all right, it's flimsy, but at least it's, you know, by my own rules, they explain something. And then,
They did at least, but
yeah. And then why he didn't, I was like, okay, that makes sense too. But
Yeah, the reason why was kind of a little bit lame-o, but at least they went through with it.
Yeah.
And again, still did enjoy that segment, because the other segment
Yeah.
that I did enjoy that I thought definitely pushed the pay-per-view match was the Toni Storm
I
and
hate it
Chris
so much.
Statlander
I
stuff.
fucking hated this. I hated this. I need the championship. Let the championship make me. Oh, I'm so tired of this. And then Chris Statlander. You don't know me for the person I am now. You didn't know me when I defeated you at this. Now I know that I can defeat. Oh, God. Oh, God. Statlander's not a good promo. She's not. So they did a taped one or recorded, whatever. And it was like, hey, we'll make her sound more natural. It somehow sounded worse. It was like they have they, not even a teleprompter. They actually had cue cards. They were going, no one can see this, but I'm pantomiming how they read it. And then they turned the card. They're like, oh shit, wrong card, wrong card, and moved it around. It's so bad. And then they're like, let's go beat each other up in the ring. Okay. It's like, I do give it credit for Toni Storm going, this interview's over, right? Like, yes. And they go, meet me in the ring. Okay.
Yeah.
And just fight. You know, like this is one that has literally no backstory or drama built up. There's not. Statlander won when no one thought she would. Toni Storm lost and was surprised. There's your story. Not, oh, the championship was just drowning me in a pool of my own pity. Like, okay. I'm in the minority, I understand.
Oh yeah, I
I
guess I didn't
hate it.
mind. She still keeps on the old timey gimmick. I guess to me still alive and well. It's weird. Honestly, the Statlander stuff was almost weirder to me because she harkened back to all the alien stuff. I felt like that's what she was trying to do with the way she was talking, and I'm like, no, don't go back to that.
I hope
That was the
not.
one thing I guess I did not like about that
Well,
segment.
she
It's like,
didn't do the
oh.
boop though, so it's like that would that's I don't care. I hated it. I don't think, but it goes to what you said though. It didn't help this. It didn't help sell the pay-per-view at all. And then like them
Oh, well, no, I
not
think that
hitting
was
each
one of
other with the
the.
belt, like.
Oh. Yeah, I think that was one of those weird kind of respect things, or they don't normally do it that way kind of things, which is why it was weird that they had that offer, honestly, to try and hit each other with the belt. Like, it
Yeah.
seemed weird for what's her name, Toni Storm, to offer it first, and for Stat to offer it back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the response makes a little more sense, but it's still kind of weird.
But it, I mean, it's very clearly to me that they're setting one of them up to use the title to win. And I guess it'll be Statlander because people don't want to boo Toni Storm yet. Or maybe they're getting long, she's getting long in the tooth too. So
No.
I don't know. Toni Storm stuff to me is getting long in the tooth. I thought that before, but the crowd usually reacts, but this week's crowd was kind of dead anyways, which did not help them. Elise even goes, why are you watching this? And I was like, huh? She goes, are you even paying attention? I'm like, I am, but there's no energy. Now, they didn't give him a card to be excited about, by the way. So that did not help.
Well, yeah, like I said, like it's another one of those. I don't know why I'm still surprised every time I pull up the Wikipedia page for an AEW pay-per-view. I don't know why I'm still shocked, and I'm like, there's 12 matches on this thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, that is, and again, like, they had everyone on the show, on the 3-hour show, somehow involved, but they also just really did not sell me on any of the matches. 'Cause Statlander, Toni Storm was there. I can't even. Oh yeah, Hangman was just at ringside for Samoa Joe and the Ops triple threat match, or not triple threat match, six man tag match. So that was, that really didn't get that much hype. I'm not sure that it necessarily needed it. It was also weird though to not really have. Again, because last week was the big thing for it, it was just kind of like, oh, this is going to be your main event, and this is what we're doing with it, huh?
There was a lot of that on the show. Like, oh, this is what we're doing, huh? I mean, I don't know. I have no interest in Wrestle Dream anyways, and I sure certainly don't now. Like, nothing was done. Like, oh, do you want to see another? Now this one's what, a tornado match between the Hurt Syndicate and what are they called? The Ricochet's people.
Not the develop the demand.
Yeah. Like you had a
No.
gimmick match, you won. You lost a tag team match that was regular. Now you're going back to a gimmick match of all three. Like, what are we doing? Did you forget that to have something ready for both of them once you're done?
This is one where I'm like, I know that it hasn't been that long, but because we've already seen so many different versions of this gimmick or of this matchup, I'm just like, I don't care anymore. Like you said,
Yeah.
like they had some type, didn't they have a street fight just on Dynamite the other week?
No.
Or was that on
Yes.
Collision?
It was on free TV. So, 'cause they had a match at pay-per-view, right? That they lost. Or are we getting it backwards? Because they're actually 2-2, I think now. So this will be the tiebreaker, which is just crazy. But I also real quick, I love that Bobby Lashley never eats a pin. It's
No.
always poor Shelton. Like, damn, But anyways, but no, it's like, so you're putting that on there. Cool. Was it the Young Bucks? They're in a five against Jurassic Express. Was that five
Yeah.
hundred thousand? All right. Finally.
Again, they had build for this, did not make me care for the matchup at
No,
all.
but I will find a positive in this that the $500,000 stipulation is pretty fun because it still continues the Young Bucks blowing money stuff, and especially if they don't win, they still won't have it. So at least in this respect, there is a reason to have this gimmick attached to the match. So I will give them that. And that's about it.
Oh yeah.
But. Yeah, but this Dynamite card, dude, like you had a bunch of talking, cool matches that didn't matter. But Claudio and R Roderick Strong and Bryan Danielson goes, I've known these guys for 20 years. I go, yeah, because 20 years ago they were having the same match. Like, ugh. And well, all right, and being dead serious here, and I do like Claudio and I do like Roderick Strong. Why do we care about either one of these guys? Why do we care at all about Roderick Strong anymore?
There is no reason to care. None.
Yeah.
There
So.
really isn't. Other than his theme music, that's great because it's Kill Switch Engage.
But it's also a far too aggressive theme song for him. You're like, you hear it, you're like, oh, who's this? Oh. Okay. So, but yeah, and then what other matches were on this? I don't remember.
Oh, you're making me pull it up. I'm more looking at okay, so yeah, the tag match with those two, Claudio and Roderick, was number two, so actually we've hit it. Oh yeah, we kind of sideways talked about Kenny Omega, Jack Perry, and Luchasaurus versus the Don Callis family that loses all the time. They just brought back Mark Davis to lose even more. Oh, and again, building a match that I don't really care about or have forgotten about because it's mostly taken place on Collision. Jamie Hayter takes on Sky Blue because she's evidently been in some protracted feud with Tekla. Who
Yeah,
knew?
and like the triangle of spiders or terror or something.
Yeah,
Something.
Triangle of Madness. Okay, yep. Thank you, review, for confirming.
Yeah, that's.
And then, yeah, the Ops match was up next.
They're always the main event. Have you noticed that? The Trios title is almost always the main
Oh,
event lately. That's weird. Because no one
I
gives a
couldn't.
damn about the Trios titles.
I yeah, it was one of those ones where I couldn't believe how many trios matches were on this. Well, I could believe because it's AEW and they love trios matches.
Yeah.
Because didn't they? I want to say that they ended Collision with two consecutive trios matches.
I don't think I got to end a collision because I'd had enough.
Yeah, because next up, match wise, not a trios match, but it was Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly taking on Wheeler Yuta and Daniel Garcia. So, yep, no
Ugh.
offense, don't really care about that match.
I did because Daniel Garcia's look got worse. He looked like a goofball before with like the briefs. Now he's got oversized shorts on. He looks like a 12-year-old now. Listen, I know I bag on his appearance a lot, but aesthetics is pretty much everything. And
They
it's
the announcers definitely tried to play it up as a good thing.
Not. I mean, I don't like having people forced down our throat, and this is definitely one of them. Like, that's why I think that's my big problem with Kyle Fletcher, too. Like, Kyle Fletcher could be really good, but I'm just blinded by the fact that I'm constantly being inundated with how great he is, which I'm not seeing it. Maybe he will be. But then, like, Daniel Garcia, I've never seen it, and it just keeps getting worse. Like, the visual appeal of the Death Riders. Imagine Darby Allin is one of the Death Eaters. Death Riders, excuse me, Death Riders. Yuta, who I actually like his, like, the long look, straggly beard look. I like that. It gives him an edge. Now, with the rest of it, whatever. Then you've got, wow. And then you've got Little Boy Floyd. And Daniel Garcia, Pac, who's an animal, Claudio, who's sometimes around now. Then you got Moxley and Marina Shafir, but it's like you've got like the Lollipop Guild with the skyscrapers. Like, it's a weird thing. So.
Well, and what's to say, as much as obviously Pac is a ripped monster, he's also part of the Lollipop Guild at the same time. Yeah, I'm sorry, he's just vertically challenged. Like, there's
Yeah.
not anything else you can say about it.
No. But Pac, at least, or Pac, whatever, has got a look about him where everyone else is
Oh.
just like, I'm a wrestler. Okay. I mean,
Yeah, even Claudio, I don't think it's done him any favors to just be the guy in black pants. You
No.
know, I don't know why his look was better when he had trunks.
Yeah. I mean, he can't
Well,
help
he
the
looks
hair,
like more
so.
of a tough guy for whatever reason. Like, I don't know what it is about it, but yeah, the pants are just, they're not bad for him, but I just don't think they sell him as well. Oh man. But yeah, Death Riders really definitely did not need Darby Allin in their ranks. Like that,
No.
it would have been a really, really small crew.
Starting to think they don't need Daniel Garcia either, but whatever. And really, I mean, I know you need
No, they
heaters,
don't.
but you already got a heater in Wheeler Yuta. So, you know?
Yeah, you do not need a second one in the group.
Mm-mm.
And then what to me was almost the weirdest thing on both shows, Megan Bain makes her entrance, but then FTR comes out with her, who I didn't think had ever been associated together. So
Yeah,
it
you
was
missed
really,
Collision
really.
last week. Yeah.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yep. So
One
that one's
week
okay.
thing, I suppose. Yep, I do. I believe this week's count, because the DVR did actually break it up. It said I had five unwatched episodes of Collision, so I'm gonna take it that I took a month off of watching Collision before this one.
Yeah, no, they she got in there because of the Willow Nightingale part of it.
Oh.
So that's why. And I guess they're like the FT gods now or something, like whatever. I just there you don't need a mashup. You're just FTR Megan Bain. It's that simple. Anyways. So
Yeah, so Megan Bain and Harley Cameron was right after that. And then oh, was
this
this
is
that?
killing it,
Oh, I'm
everybody.
sorry. It was just the main event.
Yeah, what was the main
Was just the
event?
main event was so it was not back-to-back six-man matches.
Oh, okay.
Kyle Fletcher, Lance Archer, and Rocky Romero taking on Mark Briscoe, Brody King, and Bandido.
I missed that totally. I gave up already. So, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so there's that.
No,
I'm not watching WrestleDream. So
no, no.
no. If I had HBO Max, which I'm going to get probably the middle or end of November, or if there's a Black Friday sale maybe. But because I want to see Peacemaker, and they have the
Oh.
new Welcome to Derry, the It prequel, which of course can't just be a horror movie. It's got to have social commentary in it, but whatever. Just I'm hoping it's scary. Because
Oh.
the first It movie was good. The second It movie, it was all right.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah,
But
not
I
much of a
know.
horror movie
Yeah.
fan on this side of the microphone, so.
Oh, I've been watching some fun stuff. So,
I
but.
did notice during the game tonight that Sinners is on Prime, so I
Well,
might
you gotta pay
need
for it. That's a misnomer.
to.
I think it's on
That's what I thought.
Paramount, maybe. But the new Naked Gun's on Paramount, so I'm gonna try and watch that this weekend, since the
Oh.
Lions don't play Sunday. But yeah, so let's get out of here because I know it's the 2 minute warning.
Okie dokie, Stunt Granny Audio, 1102, Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays, brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
That again.